Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. It's the end of the show, and then we put it all together into one thing. Hey, there we go. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, I am Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do Nerd Talk, excited for Saturday, the big full 90 extra time podcast postseason party. Whew, that's a lot of peas. And a lot of fun. I don't know what we're going to do. We'll probably have some hot takes on sumo because it'll be the right before the final night of the Kyushu Basho, which is the November tournament. Things that listeners get annoyed about. Oh, hey there. I hope you had an awesome weekend. Oh, for all the details about the podcast party, follow at Full 90 Extra Time on social or 107.7 The End. Okay, here we go. I'm sorry. I had a kooky weekend, and it was a strange one because I got to sleep a bunch, which is nice. Not a ton of running around either. Very cool. But I'll tell you what we did. That was a huge bummer. Things that you don't anticipate. How you have to teach a tiny human how to use a toilet. Potty training weekend is a disaster because it's just a cute little boy peeing his pants over and over and over. And just going, uh-oh. Like, oh no. Running to the toilet and then like him, oh my God. It is, every 20 minutes you've got something to do all weekend long. Let me just tell you, if you're thinking about having children, it's an awesome decision, but that is one thing. Whew, it is a challenge. There are the speed bumps in what is otherwise a pretty cool thing, and that is one of them. All right. Well, at least we have a new world's richest human.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Oh, thank goodness. Woo! Bill Gates has replaced Jeff Bezos as the richest human on the planet. Oh, congratulations. Well, it's a close battle for who has the most gold. Don't worry, the two plan to set aside their differences and celebrate with a Scrooge McDuck-style swimming party. The part where he sucks in gold coins and spits them out? You're gross. Two walrus orphans are to be reunited at the Point Defiance Zoo this week. They were found as relatively tiny pups back in 2012 in Alaska, and now years later are headed to a habitat in Tacoma. Each as big as my Honda. Wonder how much it costs to feed them every day. And finally, Taco Bell wants you to try something for your turkey day. How about jamming some of their tacos into a blender and serving them as part of your feast? That's right. Start the normal steps for soup, sauteing some onions and garlic. Water brings it to a broth. Then add quartered rolled chicken tacos, cream, and hit pulse on the old food processor until you've reached a creamy bisque. They recommend a couple tacos on the side for dipping into this creation. Someone please do this and then tell me how it goes.
You just got news.
I posed a question there. How much does it cost to feed a walrus per day? I have no idea. But something that weighs 1,800 pounds must eat so much to stay that. Because, like, think about what you wear. Not wear. What you weigh. That's more like it. And how much you eat. So here, we'll break it down. I'm just over 225, 231, and I eat probably, if I make it all myself at home, meaning if my wife helps make me food, she's so nice. If all the food is cooked at home, I probably eat $15 worth of food a day, right? Maybe 10, I don't know, 20. This thing weighs 9 times as much as me, so how much does it eat? And what does it eat? I mean, probably mackerel. Ooh, imagine if you had to eat that much mackerel. Gross. I mean, I like fish and all, but I don't know. I did all-you-can-eat sushi last week. Boy, That is never as good as you think it's going to be. Sure, it's fun at the time, but there's that 3 hours afterwards of just pain. Yeah, I lived it. All right. The future would be a lot cooler if we could take like the energy that we otherwise like expel and turn it into a way to make power. I'm very clumsily saying this. There's a car company that figured out how to turn sound into energy.
Nerd talk, yeah!
European car maker Peugeot designed a billboard in the city that converts sound waves into usable energy for recharging their newest electric car. As the entirety of the nerd internet pointed out immediately, the conversion would be so low that it would take a million zillion billion years to generate enough power to even offset the sign itself. But still, it's cool. What a great first step. However, electric cars drastically would reduce city noise, thus it's a self-defeating system. Materials nerds have created a bulletproof plastic that can be 3D printed. Well, hello. I mean, if we're gonna be cool with 3D printed plastic handguns, at least someone is making the armor to match. Now for me, the coolest part of this is its lightweight. Using it for space armor against fast traveling debris could give us a better chance of not being vaporized while traveling the cosmos, which is important for traveling the cosmos. And finally, some 9-year-old Belgian kid is about to graduate college with an electrical engineering degree. Yeah, 9 years old. Oh, I'm so dumb, I literally can't remember what I was doing when I was 9. I mean, it was definitely Nintendo related, but still.
Nerd talk, yeah!
Feeling good about this Monday. I don't know what it is, but I am feeling pretty good. On our way to that podcast party on Saturday, where we're going to talk all things Seattle soccer and sumo. That's a flat stick pub. I didn't think I said that at the beginning. 3-6, Saturday, Pioneer Square. There may or may not be some tattoos beforehand. We'll see. Cool. All right. Have a great week. We're off to a great start so far. Keep it up.
The end of the show.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.